This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Just as fine as she
can be. Hey, she's a bad Frank, how about this quote? Lou Korak just tweeted it out. Craig Berube being asked about Ken Hitchcock, who was his coach in Philly. Berube on Ken Hitchcock said, he told me once when I was in juniors, this is Berube being coached by Hitch. He told me one time in juniors, if the puck is on your stick for more than 2 seconds, it's too long. Get it to somebody better. Hitch to Berube. That sounds about right, doesn't
That's
it?
Good stuff.
You forget about their, and they also had the Philly connection, I believe.
Yep. Let's stay with hockey. Chris Kerber joins us now. Chris, good to be with you. How are you?
Frank, I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. So what's the story in goal tonight, right off the bat?
Jordan Binnington gets in between the pipes. He's played well. He'll get the call to open up the four-game homestand. Vladimir Tarasenko returned to the lineup. He'll play on that top line. That'll shift pretty much everybody down but Robert Thomas. It looks like Zach Sanford ends up being the odd man out. And Robert Thomas is going to stay on that line with Bozak and Maroon tonight.
Is Tarasenko, is he ahead of schedule? Is this right
this
on?
This is day 10, right? Yeah.
Yeah, he's pretty much right on it, maybe a little ahead of schedule. That maybe, you know, when they said that we'll reevaluate in 10 days, they also might have just given themselves a little wiggle room. But, yeah, they're in some pretty good shape with him. I know he was chomping at the bit to get back in there, and it ought to be pretty exciting. I talked to Craig Berube about him this morning, and you know, we talked about Tarasenko's motivation, and I think his motivation right now is about as high or as good as it may have ever been for him. So I'm excited to see how he comes back into this lineup.
So even though it wasn't a great road trip, the encouraging thing was you got some production from some guys you haven't been getting production from. So now you get the top line back and you think, Chris, hey, maybe lines 2 and 3 add to the scoring here.
Yeah, and you hope that you're able to do that. They do need some additional scoring depth. You know, and the offense has dried up just a bit since that 11-game win streak where they were scoring 3 or 4 goals a game. So they've got to get back to it. And Craig Berube, as you guys know, I mean, he's just real direct about it. He goes, you got to get to the front of the net. And he went to a couple of these players, and Pat Maroon was one of them a little while back. And he said, look, you're playing well. You're winning the battles along the boards. He goes, but it's all about production. You've got to get the puck to the front of the net, and you've got to start chipping in. And I looked at Pat, and I said, did you mind that? He goes, nope, love the fact that he was just straightforward about what he wants to see happen.
And Pat Maroon's had a little bit more of a scoring touch of late. I think early, probably pressing a little bit with the hometown and all of that, and maybe a little bit snake bit. Do you think he's primed for a strong finish?
Yeah, look, I think Pat Maroon was as much a victim of the overall team play as maybe anybody on this hockey team was at the beginning of the year. When the defense weren't getting up in the play and the defense were as bad as they were at the beginning of the year, it doesn't help a guy that doesn't have a lot of speed. You've got to have somebody be able to get the puck in, and then you've got to be able, you know, to work it around. And so if there's any player on the team whose individual game is probably impacted as much because of the all-around team play, probably, in my opinion, Pat Maroon would be one of those guys. So now that they're playing with confidence, he's become one of the hardest guys on this team to get the puck from when he's in the offensive zone and along the board. So he's been a key factor, and they seem to have developed some pretty good chemistry with him and Thomas and Bozak. And, you know, don't forget, when Pat Maroon was with Anaheim, they put him with Getzlaff and Perry. And when he was with Edmonton, they had him with McDavid. So he's got some skill, and now, you know, it's good to see him in that second-line role playing well.
Speaking of skill, I don't know if anybody had Vince Dunn with 11 goals, 4 more than Jaden Schwartz. What about him long term?
You know what? The key for him is just to continue to play consistently, and that's the key. If you're watching the game in the first 5 minutes, and I'll throw Colton Parayko in this example as well, if you see those guys skating the puck up with the ice, you're going to go, oh, we could have a really good game here. If they're drifting back, if they're playing on their heels, that's not when those two guys are good defensemen. And so Vince Dunn has shown he's got some of that offensive ability. I think he's actually prospered better since they took him off that top power play unit and alleviated some of that pressure on a second-year defenseman that way, and that's probably helped him out too. But he's been good. And what really, just a couple, like a weird stat, I mean, that's the first time in franchise history that the St. Louis Blues have had 3 defensemen with at least 10 goals. And it kind of surprises you when you look at that stat, but it is there. So it's good to see, and he's playing very well with Alex Pietrangelo right now.
Curbs, even when the wins were hard to come by earlier this season, there were still some prominent wins against good teams, whether it's a San Jose, a Vegas, the Capitals. And now we still sort of see that, where you can fall flat in Ottawa and then crush the Penguins. Does that give you hope for the playoffs, because you're going to be playing against top teams? And is there anything to that trend where they seem to rise up against a quality opponent?
Yeah, there is something to it. I think they seem to know now, you know, where they need to be against that quality opponent. The snag is you've got more of the lesser quality opponents down the stretch here. And so I love Craig Berube's answer. I think it was Jeremy Rutherford that asked about that today. And Craig and Jeremy said, you know, what do you need to see more of? And he just looked right at him and said, wins. He goes, that's as easy as I can answer it. He goes, wins. And he goes, I'm not in each player's head individually, but it's how you prepare. And if you're coming out prepared, and so each individual player needs to come out prepared to go. And so I can't explain. You can maybe explain it now, maybe a little bit more than at the beginning of the year. But now when you're playing some of these teams, like we played Anaheim, and I know the Blues won that game, and it took some miraculous goals right at the end to win it. And they had six players up from the American Hockey League. But for those six players, man, it's their playoffs. It's a chance for them to show that they want to play in the National Hockey League the rest of this year and next year. And then you're playing where these teams, when they don't really have anything to play for, sometimes they play more loose. And those can be more difficult games than the Tampa Bay Lightning at sometimes. So I would that might explain a little bit more of it late. But over the course of a whole season, no, I can't explain how that's happened as much as it has.
In terms of the goaltending situation, you have Binnington coming off this 40-save performance against the Penguins. For a time, it looked like it was a 1 and a 2, and then a 1 and a 1A. Binnington has a chance to grab a stranglehold of this position. I know you need two goaltenders, but if Binnington plays well tonight, it's his net for the rest of the season. Would you believe in that theory?
Well, I don't know that I'd go so far as to say how it's going to play out the rest of the season. I know if he plays well tonight, I think you come right back with him, you know, against Detroit, because you've got days off in between these games. And the bottom line is this: is you need some wins. If you can muster up 500 hockey here over the next, over the next 10 games, which is the rest of the regular season, you force Minnesota to go 8-1 just to catch us. So, you know, that's where you're at in terms of the playoff chase. And the way I look at it, Frank, is I think Jordan Binnington has played well. I thought Jake really had an opportunity here playing 3 or 4 to kind of grab that net back and look like he was doing a good job. I didn't like Jake's last game very much, to be honest with you, in Buffalo. And I think he opened the door for Jordan to come back in and get hot again. So I hate to say this, because it looks like it's going to be more of a game-to-game kind of thing, but Jordan Binnington seems to be at least given the first shot at it here with this homestand.
Four-game homestand for the Blues. Oilers in town. It's the return of Hitch. Ken Hitchcock at Edmonton here. Then Thursday, the Detroit Red Wings. And I know I'm the old nostalgia guy. I'm always complaining about jersey numbers that are being handed out and the fact now that the Red Wings, it doesn't move the needle like it used to. I know it's just the reality of it, but doesn't it seem weird? Like Detroit comes to town and we're just kind of like, it's the Red Wings. Whereas it used to be must-see TV.
They moved them to the Eastern Conference and the rivalry just went in the toilet. I mean, it really did. For those of us that, I mean, I love it when they come into town, and I still want to see, us crush them like mad. But, you know, the reality of it is by them not being in the division anymore, that rivalry really has just taken a hard hit. So we only get to see them once a year. It doesn't seem to have the same kind of bite as it did. But for those of us that are a little old school with it, let's see if we can just manufacture it anyway.
Chris, good stuff. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight. We'll be listening.
Okay, guys. Talk to you during the week. Thanks.
All right. Chris Kerber, brought to you by Petromart. Petromart is locally owned and operated. It's a family business that's been serving St. Louis for over 30 years. Each location is just as clean, fast, and friendly as the next, with 50 locations to serve you. In a hurry, Petromart offers a wide selection of grab-and-go food items like hot-and-ready pizza or fresh fruit and salads. Petromart has something for everybody, and it's always prepared fresh and available around the clock. Petromart is a proud supplier of Phillips 66 gasoline and a proud sponsor of the St. Louis Blues.
It really is an amazingly long season, isn't it? We still have 10 games to go. you think about everything that's transpired. Mike Yeo gets fired. Craig Berube takes over. They don't really take off. And then all of a sudden they turn it around, go on the winning streak. Binnington emerges. You just have so many different storylines. And I realize, we said this with SLU, you cannot write the final chapter until the season's over. But the fact that there's still 10 games to go, it feels like there's been a lot that's already unfolded, and you still have 10 left. Looks like it's a playoff team. We can do those percentages, but I think it'd be a huge upset now if they didn't get in. But I think really what's left to be resolved is probably who's your guy in goal. We talk a lot about it. It's trending towards Binnington yet again, don't you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, he was so good on Saturday. We don't talk about that because, you know, they had kind of a offensive explosion. But the guy, 40 saves out of 41 shots. So I think Chris is right. You win tonight, and it's clearly back to a 1-2 situation. And you don't really want to be having any drama or debate in goal when the playoffs begin, right?
Right. You want to have a guy. And we've been down this road before. Now, granted, in 2016, they used Elliott and Allen to get that run to the conference final. But I don't think you want to be hitting up Craig Berube every other day in early April. Well, who are you going to go with in game two? Well, what are you thinking about game three? You need to have somebody, again, grab that spot, which Binnington did. He opened the door a little bit. Then Jake emerged, and now Jake's opened the door. I just hope Binnington can kind of get back. Maybe not that insanely good level he was at, but just give you a winning performance almost every night, and then at least you go into the playoffs with some clarity. You got Jake sitting there who you can count on if you need to, but you're not counting on him. You just have him at the ready, but Binnington's the guy. That would be the hope over these final 10 games.
Let's don't bury the lead from last night in the sporting world. On the Tonight Show, we have the Billiken winning the A-10 mascot slam dunk contest.
Wow.
And the three-point shooting contest. Jimmy Fallon was a part of the festivities, and he honored the Billiken, who I met this morning, and we did the interview, and he would not take off the mask and reveal too much about him. In fact, I'm not even allowed to mention his height or where he's from.
Is it McDermott?
Who's a better free throw shooter, the Billiken mascot or any member of the team? By the way, Frank, we have something for you, since it'll be...
This is Billiken related.
Since you're in Cancun on Friday, I can email this to you, and you can just go around from bar to bar, and you can just play this for them.
¿Tienes TV verdadera? Quiero ver los Billikens.
That is, do you have True TV? I want to watch the Billikens in Spanish.
That is great.
¿Tienes TV verdadera? Quiero ver los Billikens.
I don't know if I could repeat that.
Maybe Monique.
In fact, I may have to get that on my phone and just play
Just play it, yeah.
Yes.
They're going to send up a male escort. Frank said, did I say it wrong? Oh, you know what a Billiken means in Mexico. Whoa, you just ordered a dirty Billiken. I think we should.
Boy, your mind's in the gutters.
I think we should have Monique do the translating.
Brian, we have gotten a lot of suggestions about where to watch the game.
One was a Hooters. Are you going to go there?
I don't think Mexican Hooters.
Is there a El Hot Chateau? Is that offensive?
There are several spots in Cancun Hotel Zone. There's a Hooters in La Isla Shopping Mall.
I mean, I'm sure the spots in on this is a resort that you're staying at, right?
Yes.
I'm guessing they have for all sports from the United States and even like say Premier League in Europe, any major worldwide sporting event. I'm sure they have a contingency to allow the guests to watch it.
I remember I watched the NBA Finals in Tuscany once.
There you go.
Lucky Monique, huh?
Monique can't get away from basketball. No matter where she goes, there's always
a game. Her umbrella drink.
Like. There's a story about during the honeymoon, he had to watch a Boston Celtic NBA final game.
Oh, yeah.
He's watching in Italy. They're going to Mexico. He's got to watch the Billikens. There's always basketball following them.
She did say last night, she goes, now you know if you go to that Billiken thing in San Jose, she called it that Billiken thing, I will go to Mexico alone. I said, would you hook up? And then she just kind of smiled.
Frank's like, from bar to bar.
¿Tienes TV verdadera? Quiero ver los Billikens.
All right, I think I got that down.
It's almost as difficult as Vishanishvili, Georgie V, for the Fighting Lion. It took us the entire year to get that down. Frank's got a couple of days to memorize this.
All right, a couple of things. Bomberito sponsors the show content of this program. Go to bomberito.com. Search their extensive inventory of new cars and pre-owned cars. 20 new car locations, 9 pre-owned car locations. They do it better than anybody else in the St. Louis area. Our owner, Randy Marco, I think, is buying a Toyota Sequoia from the great people at Bomberito. And we also have Dr. Michael Jones, 855-260-EYES. Dr. Jones is a longtime friend of the show. He practices complete eye care in the metro area, from routine eye exams to LASIK and custom cataract surgery. Dr. Jones can get it done for you. Tell them I sent you. 866-260-EYES. Have the LASIK surgery done. No more glasses, no more contacts for the rest of your life. What do you have coming up in the coveted hour?
Coveted hour, we're going to talk to Dr. Chaffetz, fresh off his trip to Brooklyn.
Oh, nice.
And maybe ask him if he's got a little room for the flight to San Jose. But also Tuesdays with Kenny Wallace coming up at 12:30. Little racing, little redbirds, little redneck talk. It's what we do on Tuesdays, coveted hour, minus Chuck. That's next here.
You know, we should have gone to him, by the way, and just done the plane thing. Because you know his plane is not a four-seater.
No.
He's probably got 12. So if the photographer's relatively slim.
Sorry, Stasiak. Looks like you're out. I don't think. What?
What?
I don't think that that's the worst move. We go to our news directors. Okay, we got a deal here. It's a little convoluted. You get us to Chicago. We've got a ride. We'll meet on the tarmac. All right, I'm going to throw that out there. We'll see at least what Frank will be on that flight to Cancun. I'm like, oh, I forgot to tell you, Frank. He's taking me and Maurice, Channel 4. We're all headed to San Jose.
Actually, we have booked a flight for Ahmad. He's headed out there.
Oh, is Ahmad's he? Going.
Yeah. Okay. Wow, good for you guys.
Yeah.
Very good. All right, the coveted hour is next on 590 The Fan.